Hello, everybody, and uh-oh, y'all know what that music mean? That's right. This is the second annual String of Destiny podcast, Happy Birthday Stevie Wonder episode. Oh, man, it's going to be a great episode today, celebrating the 72nd birthday of the great Stevie Wonder. And I've curated some songs, some obscure Stevie Wonder songs that you might not have heard of before, and some songs that Stevie Wonder wrote that were recorded by other people that you might not have known that he did. So, gonna have a good time today. As always, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go to Spotify, Google, and String of Destiny Podcast. Go to Instagram and follow us on Instagram at String of Destiny Podcast. But this is the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday edition of the String of Destiny Podcast. So sit back, relax, like we always do, and let's get into these songs by the Black Bull. Let's get it. Hey everybody, you're listening to the String of Destiny podcast. This is Trig Scanyus. All right, we are back. Hey y'all, listen, Trig Scanyus is the name. Stevie Wonder admiration is my game, and today it is Stevie Wonder's 72nd birthday. Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. The pride of Saginaw, Michigan. But I have curated a group of songs that I hope you guys will like. Some of my favorite songs that are a little less known than all of his kind of commercial stuff. And then I have a slew of songs that he's written and were recorded by other people. So some of these you might surprise you that he wrote. But hopefully you'll like them all the same. The first song that I'm going to start with is one of my favorite songs. It's from the Woman in Red soundtrack. If you can remember back last year, the Woman in Red was one of my top 10 favorite albums of his. And this song to start us off is a banger. It'll get you up and moving. So If you ain't ready to move, you might want to turn the volume down. But this song is called Love Light in Flight.
Like no one ever knew could be.
Oh Oh, that was Love, Light, and Flight. Listen, every time I hear that song, I just think about if you guys ever or have never seen The Woman in Red, the movie with Gene Wilder, check it out, man. That's a hilarious movie. But he was in a pretty compromised position when this song was playing in the movie. But that was Love, Light, and Flight. That was one of his more funky tunes. So keeping the ball rolling, this next song is his latest song, actually. He put this song out during the pandemic of 2020. And I'm just waiting for the whole album to come out, the new music. Let's go, Stevie. What you waiting for, brother? But this song is called Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate. It's kind of like a protest song. So just check this out. It's called Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate. Yeah. Put It in the Hands of Fate. The cat in the Chance, that was Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes got a verse at the end of this song. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to put this up on Spotify as a playlist. All of the songs that I put on the podcast, I'm going to see if I can make a playlist so you can listen to the songs in their entirety, because they pretty good songs, man. But yeah, Busta do a rhyme at the end of this song. Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate. And I think Stevie dropped the F-bomb in one of those. Oh, man. I got to go back to see if I can change this to, like, explicit. But, yeah, that was Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate, his latest offering. Funny quick story. When I was sick in the hospital, one of the side effects of having COVID is I couldn't hear squat. And he put this song out when I couldn't hear nothing. So I listened to this song actually in like 2021, because I couldn't hear it when it first came out, but I hear it now. So that was the latest offering, Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate. Now this next song, I'm not even gonna tell you what the title is. I'm gonna just play it and see if you can kind of guess. And when you figure out what it is, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna be surprised that he actually wrote this song. But this is the latest offering on the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday Podcast episode. This song was actually written by Stevie Wonder, but performed by another artist. All right, take a listen. Thank you.
a shame, the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame, the way you hurt me. It's a shame, the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame, the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with love and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Play to confuse me. How can you stand to be so
Hey, y'all, prepare yourselves for the Rubber Band Man. That's right. That was the Spinners with It's a Shame. And Stevie Wonder wrote that song as well. Now, y'all would not believe how many songs Stevie wrote that were recorded by other people. I mean, the list is just, oh, my God. You know, John Denver, the Julio Iglesias, to the Supremes, the Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Aretha Franklin, oh my God, it's just, you know, Whitney Houston, just the list goes on and on and on, but I got a few of them here so you guys can listen to, but that was It's a Shame by the Spinners. And moving right along, now this next offering, it's one of my favorite artists of all time, Brother Donny Hathaway. Yeah, I mean, we missed you, Donny. This is, Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, they recorded a couple of albums together. And this is You Are My Heaven, Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. And I'm going to play Donny's first verse. Like I said, you can go and listen to the entire song and listen to both of them together, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. But this is Donny Hathaway. Song written by Mr. Steve Lynn Morris. It's called You Are My Heaven. Yeah, that was You Are My Heaven. That's a beautiful track. Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. This was actually the last recording Donny Hathaway did. This was the last song he recorded before his passing. If you guys don't know who Donny Hathaway is, there's a unsung about Donny Hathaway that I highly recommend. He was a great musician, but he was a troubled man. But that didn't diminish his gifts at all. But that was You Are My Heaven, Donna Hathaway and Roberta Flack. Man, I hope y'all enjoying these songs that I curated for you. We're about to roll into to one of Stevie's 70s gems. That's one of my favorite songs. It's kind of like a head record, you know what I mean? It's a message to the music. So check this one out. This offering is called Jesus, Children of America.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you hearing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story. Speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast.
Oh yeah, Jesus, Children of America. That song is found on the album Inner Visions. Yeah. All right. Rolling right along, man. I hope y'all digging these songs like I am. Songs that are inspired by, written by, produced by, or recorded by the legend Mr. Stevie Wonder. This next one is a song that he wrote for lead singer of the Temptations, a guy named David Ruffin. David Ruffin was he was the leader of one of the incarnations of the Temptations, like one of the earlier incarnations of the Temptations. David Ruffin, he had a brother named Jimmy Ruffin too. But David Ruffin was the ne'er-do-well of the Temptations. If anybody ever saw the movie, the documentary, the Temptations, or the miniseries, I'm sorry. Y'all know who David Ruffin is. But this song he wrote for David Ruffin is called Make My Water Boil.
Who knocks
The title of that song is Loving You Has Been So Wonderful. Make My Water Boil. David Ruffin used to date Tammy Terrell, who used to sing duets with Marvin Gaye, of course. Stevie Wonder has written songs for David Ruffin, Tammy Terrell, and Marvin Gaye. So that song was Loving You Has Been So Wonderful by the amazing Mr. David Ruffin. Okay, now not to break momentum. Next up, this song is actually on an album called In Square Circle. And I told you guys once before that this song was actually what started my love affair with Stevie Wonder. I was about 14 years old, and I was listening to this song like every day one summer. And I just couldn't get enough of it. And then when I listened to this song, I just wanted to hear more and more Stevie Wonder stuff. And just kind of set me on my path to listen to all Stevie Wonder songs. This is called Go Home off of the album In Square Circles, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Go Home, Stevie Wonder. That song came out when I was about 10. And I didn't hear it until I was about 14. Or I didn't remember hearing it until I was about 14. Funny thing is, I went through a spell there where I didn't even like music until I was about 14. Until I heard this song that summer and kind of got into Stevie Wonder. But prior to that, I had a kind of a love-hate relationship with music for a little while there. But that was Go Home, Stevie Wonder. Now, the next couple of songs I'm about to play, one of them I didn't even know he wrote. And the other one I knew he wrote because it just sounds like something that he would have wrote. And I'll share a funny little story afterwards. But these next two songs I'm going to play back to back for you guys. So, all right, enjoy these.
Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only tell me that you like it, yeah. Got no time is what you're known to say.
Sit tight. Strings of Destiny will be right back. All right. Did y'all know he wrote Tales of a Clown? Now, I didn't. And I thought I knew a lot, but I didn't know he wrote Tales of a Clown. I just learned that a few years ago. But, you know, Smokey Robinson wrote like a lion's share of the stable Motown catalog, you know what I mean? He was a writer there. Lamont Dozier, the Holland Brothers, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder. And I guess this is a case of iron sharpening iron. You know, he gave this song to Smokey Robinson and they kind of worked it. And I saw an interview with Stevie Wonder. He said that his mother actually helped him write some of the lyrics to Tears of a Clown. So that was Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And then Tell Me Something Good, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Now, I knew he wrote this one. I mean, it just sounds like a song Stevie Wonder would write. You guys know the story of Prince. He wanted to, he was kind of, he had a crush on Suzanne Hoff's, the Bangles. And so he wanted to get closer, to Suzanne Hoff's. So he wrote Manic Monday for him, just to be closer to her. I think this is a instance of that with Stevie Wonder and Chaka Khan. I think Stevie had a little crush on Chaka Khan. I mean, you can't blame him. You know what I'm saying? If you've seen Chaka Khan back in the earlier days, you can understand why. But I think he wrote this song to just get closer to Chaka Khan. Tell Me Something Good. So those were two songs that Stevie wrote that were recorded famously by other people. So happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. Happy 72nd birthday, Mr. Stevelin Morris. This is a celebration of the songs that are inspired by Stevie Wonder, either recorded for his own catalog or given to other artists and recorded by other artists. The next couple of songs are some hits from his 80s stuff. And I mean, I am partial to the 80s stuff. I liked it. You know, a lot of people kind of, you know, dishpan the 80s offerings that Stevie Wonder had. But I like it all. I really do. And these next couple of jams are some of my favorite of that era. We're going to start off with a song from an album called Characters. And this is Stevie Wonder's Skeletons.
In the come outside.
is getting ready to blow. It's getting ready to show. Somebody shot off at the mouth and we getting ready to know. That was Skeletons, Stevie Wonder, off the album Characters. All right, this next song, it's from the Hotter Than July album, 1980. God, I can't believe it. 1980. But this song starts off that album. And this one of those albums where you can just hit play and just let it ride. But this song is called Cash in Your Face. All right, Cash in Your Face. The hooks say, you might have the cash, but you cannot cash in your face. They don't want your kind living here. And it's just crazy how, you know, in 1980, this album came out in 1980. He was talking about, like, discriminatory practices for minorities trying to get, like, housing and places to stay and stuff like that. And fast forward, you know, 42 years later, and we're still having the same problem. I'm trying to find some place to stay right now, and you know, I'm a black man, coupled with the fact that I'm a disabled individual, so it's doubly hard to find some place to stay. But that was Cash in Your Face, Stevie Wonder. All right, we're rounding into home now. The next song he wrote for his buddy Jermaine Jackson. Him and Jermaine was partners, but he wrote this song for Jermaine Jackson. It's a song called "Let's Get Serious." And I remember when Jermaine Jackson was on Soul Train doing this song. He did this one dance. I still remember now. I can't do it, of course, but in my head, I'm seeing him do it. But this is one of two Jackson boys that's going to be on this countdown. First up, Jermaine with "Let's Get Serious." Let's get serious. We'll be right back. Let's Get Serious. Yeah, that was Jermaine. Jermaine Jackson. Y'all should have seen me when I was playing this. I was juking back in the lab back here. I love that song. But that was Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious. Now his brother, Mr. Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder wrote a song for him. And it appeared on the Off the Wall album, song called I Can't Help It. Now, I'm going to have to do a comparison podcast maybe about what was the better album, Thriller or Off the Wall? I'm kind of split. I'm kind of torn. Like them both, of course, but I don't know. My friend, shout out Jeff Davis, and little brother, you better be listening to this podcast, man. He pondered whether Janet Jackson's more popular albums were better than Michael's more popular albums. Oh man, I love to get into that one too, but well, for the sake of this episode, we got I Can't Help It, Michael Jackson, written by Mr. Stevie Wonder. Michael Jackson, you know, Quincy Jones came to Stevie and he wanted Stevie to write a song for Michael Jackson for his album. And, actually Stevie Wonder wrote this song to record it himself, but, he let Quincy, hear it and he liked it. So it ended up being on the Off the Wall album. I Can't Help It, Michael Jackson. You know, the Jackson 5 actually did backup on a Stevie Wonder track called You Haven't Done Nothing. It was kind of like a anti-Nixon rally song, protesting like the Vietnam War. But You Haven't Done Nothing was the song that the Jackson 5 appeared on. But this was I Can't Help It, Michael Jackson. So now we're rounding in the home plate. Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. This is my humble attempt to wish you a happy birthday. Happy 72nd birthday. And enlighten the people on some of the music that you are responsible for, either recorded yourself or written, produced and recorded by other artists. This is my curated list of all of those songs inspired by Stevie Wonder. So now these last couple of songs I'm going to play in their entirety because one of them features my second favorite artist of all time, Miss Aretha Franklin. And Stevie wrote this song for her, with her in mind, actually. He called her up and played this song to her over the phone. And she loved it. And so she ended up recording it. So this song by the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, "Until You Come Back to Me."
Shattered dreams, worthless years, here am I encased inside a hollow shell. Life began, then was done, now I stare into a cold and empty sounds that meet our ears.
the sights our eyes behold. We'll open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you, it won't be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it won't be forever. Without despair, we will share in the joys of care and will not be replaced. What has been must never end. When the truth and love are bland and firm, they won't be hard to find. And the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love.
I believe when I fall in love, it will be forever. That was on Talking Book, the album Talking Book. And it also closed the movie High Fidelity. If you guys are familiar with the John Cusack movie High Fidelity, and the Hulu original High Fidelity with Zoe Kravitz, that song ended the movie. I believe when I fall in love, it will be forever. That was my humble attempt at showing you the genius that is Stevie Wonder. On this, his 72nd birthday, happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. We love you. Can't wait to hear new music from you. And as always, continue to listen to the String of Destiny podcast. If you are so inclined, go back and listen to the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday from last year. For more songs in the key of Stevie Wonder. All right? Y'all take care. Thank you for listening to the String of Destiny podcast. Make sure you follow us on all your podcast platforms to stay current on all the news and latest episodes of the String of Destiny podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the String of Destiny podcast.